Sinead and Eulacon.
Ray Darcy.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm good. You're pampering yourself today, I believe.
I'm pampering myself today, would you believe? I'm about to go and have a sauna for myself.
Yes.
And you always follow a sauna, or, well, traditionally, people go for a cold plunge after. Mm. So I'm going to... Well, what was that research you had earlier? I don't know if it bodes very well for me that women are colder, is it, than men?
You seem to experience the cold more than men do, for a number of reasons. All science-based. Yeah, so this is very, very Scandinavian of you.
Very Scandinavian of me, yes.
We were trying to figure out, and you might have thought about this, we were trying to figure out why, up until recently, saunas weren't that popular in Ireland. Well, definitely not as popular as they are in Scandinavian countries. Why do you think? Mm-hmm.
Well, a theory might be because of COVID. I think a lot of people maybe tried building their own saunas around about that time.
Uh-huh.
Or also people had an opportunity to think more about exercise and self-care because they had the time to do so when...
Right.
Establishments weren't open, and maybe people, as a result of that period of time, are now focusing more on their health and their well-being.
So
I think that could be one.
There are more saunas now. We were wondering why prior to that we had so few saunas, and we were thinking that maybe it's about our relationship with our bodies, Sinead.
That could be it too.
Like, the Scandinavians are a lot freer about the human body. It is just but the human body. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it's the Catholic Church or whatever, we're a little bit more self-conscious when it comes to nudity. You see.
Oh, 100%.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Even like changing into your togs if you're on the beach and you have the towel around you and the towel is slipping and you're trying to grab it and grab hold of your bits, you know yourself. It's tough. Multitasking.
I'm constantly reminded by my wife, Jenny, that it's a lot more difficult for women than men. That part of the going for a swim bit. Changing, you know, it's a lot more difficult because you've more bits, I suppose, to cover up than men.
I'll report back in a few minutes because, do you know what? Now, this is actually interesting because I knew that I was coming to the sauna today, so I put on my togs coming here and I had my clothes over my togs. But even that in itself, that we prepare ourselves so that we don't have to go through changing in front of people twice.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And our Niamh was in Iceland recently and she was saying that you have to shower thoroughly before you get into pools there. And there are open showers, everybody just gets in. Well, they're obviously there's one for the women and one for the men, but everybody has the shower and gets in then. So maybe we're changing. Maybe we're changing as a nation about our relationship with our bodies and nudity, etc. Okay, so you went out and you were talking to people. What did you ask them?
Well, I think that we are changing and I think that people are more into self-care now. So when I went out talking to people earlier, I was asking them what they do to pamper themselves.
Ah, very good.
What do they do to make themselves feel a little bit better? And I met Cuivín first.
When I do get a chance to pamper myself, I like to go to my favourite cafe and get a nice coffee and a nice treat and sit in a quiet corner and enjoy some peace and some quiet time to myself.
Peace from what?
Peace from three small children. For me, that's what I love.
His description was brilliant because you could hear him drifting off in his imagination.
And how his voice slowed down.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he won't be getting any treats with chocolate because of the VAT that you were talking about earlier. He'll be going for the boring biscuits. Gingerbread man with no chocolate buttons.
Mad, that's mad stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Next up, I met Natalie.
A hot bath, bath salts, something nice and smelly, out of the bath into fresh PJs, comfy socks, nice bed sheets, clean for when you're going to bed later.
And then does that equal a good night's sleep?
Oh yeah, 100%. You'll feel fresh as a daisy the next morning.
Ah yeah, that's Natalie pampering herself.
Because
there's great variety here, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think people interpret the question differently as well, because not everyone, you know, pampering, when I think of it, I might think of doing something very nice for myself. But then other people might interpret it in another way, something that they do regularly, but that it is pampering in some way.
Yes.
Kind of like what Michael said to me as an answer.
I would go to the gym. After the gym, then go into the sauna, relaxing sauna for about a half an hour, a nice shower, and that's me pampered for the day. I've always kept myself fit, even after a run. You really do feel good. Your body, not just physically, but mentally.
Ah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, and that's relatively cheap to do, isn't it? A gym membership,
Yeah, but and you don't even need a gym membership. I know I shouldn't be preaching because I don't practice what I preach, but do you know, just go for a run or just go for a walk. And what do they say? Then you'll never regret a run, but sometimes it's actually getting up, getting out and doing it that takes that little bit of oomph.
Are you okay there? What's that feeling?
Oh, sorry, there's a truck that just went past me.
We don't want to lose you. Okay, May was next.
I let my sister do my nails and my makeup.
And would this be just for a regular day or a special occasion?
A special day, like my birthday or Christmas, makes me feel better. She's very good at makeup and she's very good at doing my nails. Her name is Moira. Hi, Moira.
Would that be manicure, pedicure, all that sort of thing?
Yeah, and nowadays there are so many different options as well. You can get Biab, which is builder in a bottle. You can get shellac.
What's a Biab?
So Biab stands for builder in a bottle, and it's an extra layer that's put on your nails,
right,
and it hardens them. So like, I have it on at the moment.
Builder,
if you ask me, how do I?
Right.
Yeah, how do I pamper myself? I always like to have my nails done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What about yourself?
Thanks for asking.
Builder in a bottle as well.
Builder in a bottle as well. I don't know is the honest answer. I'm trying to think where I feel lovely, and this is terrible, but it's a corner at home where I can see out into the garden, and it's usually at the weekend with a good book and a cup of coffee and maybe a square of dark chocolate. Now that to a lot of people sounds what, but for me, I can feel my heart rate coming down and I can just feel, this is lovely. I could do this a lot more if I had the time. Yeah, so that's it.
Yeah. Right. And that's pampering.
That's my pampering. Like going into some place and having somebody poke at me and rub me and all that sort of thing, that has no appeal for me whatsoever. I've had some interesting experiences in the past, which I will share with you at a future date. It's not going to happen again. That's what I'm saying. It's just not going to happen again. Right.
Well, I got a pedicure a few years ago, and it wasn't comfortable. It wasn't relaxing.
Yeah.
So I understand where you're coming from. Some of these procedures, like, it's nice when they're done. The procedures might be a bit too technical a term, but you know what I mean.
Even the fact that you're using the word procedure. Have you got tickly feet? Is that it?
Tickly feet. But even doing the nails, sometimes I get bored waiting for them to be done. But I like the aftermath and I like the result.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes you don't love the process, but you like the end product.
Okay, back to our people.
Mm-hmm. People. And again, something that's just so simple but so nice. This is Dave.
I go for a walk in the park, Phoenix Park here with the dog. It's gorgeous, particularly at this time of year. Autumn leaves and all of that. That's all I need.
Free. Uh-huh. Best things in life are free. Dave would agree with that, yeah.
His dog was with him and he looked very happy.
Yeah. And finally...
Mm-hmm. This is Loveth.
What a lovely name, Loveth.
Sometimes when I feel a little bit emotional, I remember like last year, I think I got myself a phone.
So kind of retail therapy. Buying things.
I bought a phone for myself. Yeah.
And how did it make you feel?
Oh, I was excited. I was happy. What I understand is that you are in the best position to make yourself happy, because no other people can give you that true happiness that you deserve.
Wise words.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only person who can make yourself happy.
Nicely said.
See, we always look outside ourselves for happiness.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to bring us happiness. Something is going to bring us happiness.
Yeah.
Some procedure is going to bring us happiness.
And you don't always have to rely on others. You have to look into yourself and what you can provide for yourself.
Now you're gonna have a sauna. You've had saunas before, obviously.
I've had saunas before in hotels or maybe in the gym, but I haven't had a sauna followed by an outdoor cold plunge. So this is the first time for me to do this.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
Wish me luck.
It's great. Now, before you go, me and my girlfriend went to a sauna. This isn't me. This is a texter. Me and my, because I'm married. Me and my girlfriend went to a sauna plunge pool place at the weekend. A plunge pool place at the weekend. That's where you're going. And we were sitting beside all these athletic people talking about doing sub 3-hour marathons. I started nudging her and saying, talk about something athletic there, will you? But as we'll find out from the man, Dan, you're about to meet, it's for all shapes and sizes, all ages, and we're going to talk to you from a sauna in about 20 minutes' time or so.
Excellent.
Thanks, Sinead.
Talk to you then.
Slán.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we're going to Sinead Ní Uachtaráin, who's out and about and in a sauna. Hello, Sinead.
Hello, Ray, from the Hot Box Sauna in Inchicore. I've been in the Hot Box. They have five saunas here. Two are electric and the other are wood-fired. And I've been in Kumba, that's the title of the sauna, which is actually Finnish for hot.
Right.
So I was hot yes. in the sauna just yes. a few minutes ago. And I'm here with one of the co-founders, Dan O'Connor.
Before we go to Dan, Sinead, we had Johanna on, who's Finnish. And he corrected you and I and everybody else on the pronunciation of S-A-U-N-A because it is a Finnish invention and Finland is officially not Scandinavian and it's not sauna, it's sauna.
Sauna, like, kind of like November.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I mean a sauna.
So you're in a sauna in sauna.
But a boom, but a ding. It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. It was meant to be.
I don't know if the next bit is meant to be, but we'll see. The cold plunge.
Yeah. So you're getting ready. You've been in the hot box. Dan O'Connor is there, co-founder of the Hot Box. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Ray. How are you getting on?
Good to talk to you. So how many of these have you got all over the country?
So we have five.
Right.
One in Inchicore, one in Sligo, one in Greignamana, Carlingford, and our original one in County Meath.
And they're sort of freestanding, as opposed to part of a leisure centre.
Exactly. They're kind of all their own units, nestled on different parts of the water. And in Inchicore here, we have kind of our own plunge pool set up.
Right.
Three different temperatures, one for everybody. One temperature to suit everybody's needs, basically.
And will you explain the new interest in saunas in Ireland?
So I think it all kind of started maybe in 2021, kind of towards the tail end of COVID.
Mm.
They started popping, well, they've been around longer than that now in Ireland. Busca Baja was kind of the original one down in Glenmuir Lodge in Wicklow. Since then, and kind of when COVID started, the pubs were closed, obviously, so there was a lot less to do. People kind of made it outdoors. A lot of sea swimming was going on. And then these kind of just started popping up, really, in different parts of the country. And, I mean, every year since, they've been getting more and more popular.
Yeah.
And it's great to see because it's just another different thing to do on the weekends as opposed to getting out, going on a night out. People are here till 10 o'clock sweating and jumping in the ice cold water, so it's great.
Also, I wouldn't put it down as a nighttime activity, but it is it?
Oh yeah, we're open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. so
right.
You have the kind of early morning slots, people before work, it's a bit quieter during the day, and then kind of our busiest slots would be then about 7 or 8 o'clock
after
it's
work
dark.
Yes,
yeah, exactly, people coming straight after work, it's nice and dark then. You have the lights illuminating the whole site, and it's kind of, it's a different experience to coming throughout the day.
Do you have a typical customer, Dan?
We don't, to be honest. We have everybody and anyone coming here, from kind of athletes coming to use it as a recovery thing, couples coming on a date night together, and then just groups of friends really coming to coming to socialise. It's a great hub for connection for people.
And is there a dress code?
The only dress code is you have to dress, basically. It's not yes. it's not a Finnish traditional nude sauna.
Yes, okay,
that's the only dress code we have, really.
And there's nervous giggling there from Sinead Ní Uachtaráin. What she's been in the sauna, what happens next?
So typically you get in the sauna, you get a good sweat on, and then you are into one of our plunge pools. We have three different ones here. One's at about 6 degrees now. That's freezing cold.
That's cold,
We have
yes.
one here at 17 degrees.
Right.
And then we have a nice warm one at 32 to kind of chill out in and relax after.
And which one did you choose for Sinead?
She's in the 17 degree pool today.
Ah, come on, Sinead. You wussy.
No, I'm too much of a chicken, Ray.
Come
sorry.
On.
Okay, I'll put my feet into the 6 degrees one. We'll
they're
see.
Called plunge, not dip.
So do I have to jump in?
Well, isn't that the way, Dan?
Yeah.
You're supposed to jump in, aren't you? Yeah.
Well, lower yourself.
Yeah, lower yourself slowly into them, really.
Right, okay.
It gets messy when you're doing cannonballs into them.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, I give it a go.
Give it a go there. Yes, give
okay,
it a go.
I'm going to back into it.
Hold the microphone right there. Right.
Okay. Oh, we have one foot in anyway. Yeah, that's good. Oh, it's not too bad.
All right.
Maybe, so I'm
no
sure
crack.
That the sauna helped. Hang on. But I've only my 2 feet in, so give me another second and we'll right. see how I'm getting on. Okay. Nearly up to my bum. It is getting cold. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, I can feel it now.
And that's what
the breath. Oh, when it's on the stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm still on the steps. I think I have to let go. Do I, Dan? I really have to, and just
that's the fall. Yeah,
just
yeah.
go for
let
it.
Go, let go. Let go.
Okay, like frozen,
exactly.
Like Elsa. Okay, I'm in. Oh, it's lovely. I thought I was going to hate it, but it's actually grand.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite nice.
Now the other one, the 6 degrees. I'm joking.
I think I might be staying at 17. But will I try the six?
Do you want to try the six?
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
hang on a second.
Try.
Okay,
yeah,
now,
well.
We don't have a lot of time, Sinead, so...
Okay, sorry, I'll have to jump in, so
yeah,
give me 2 seconds.
You will.
Okay. Oh, this is different. Okay, I know that there's a difference now. Sorry. Oh, my God. And I'm in, oh my God. Okay, my feet are freezing. My whole body's freezing. Okay, I think I'm going to have to go back into the sauna.
That's going to do you a world of good. That's going to do you a world of good. You'll thank us later for that.
Okay, and now I'll have to go into the warm one.
You go for it. Sinead the Unicorn, okay. Dan O'Connor from the Hotbox Sauna. Thank you so much. Slán.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.